You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight, welcoming Aloe Black onto the show. Hello and welcome, sir. We always welcome our guests with a round of applause, but you get a solo one this evening because I'm on my own. You are a very cool individual. Is this not true?
It is not true. Who's telling you these lies?
This is the sense we get from your very cool music. I'm quite conscious that we don't know much about you, so let's get some facts to start with. So tell me where you grew up.
Well, I grew up in Southern California, about an hour south of Los Angeles, in a suburb called Orange County, Laguna Hills, to be specific. It was a really, really simple upbringing. I went to school with suburban kids, kind of sheltered a bit, and I was always itching to get out of the suburbs, back, get into the city, and get into what I really loved when I was young, hip hop.
And now you've come to the UK with I Need a Dollar, which has obviously been helped by being used on this TV show How to Make It in America, which I understand you didn't have any reservations about it being used in that whatsoever, did you?
No, not at all. I make music to be heard, so it doesn't matter what set of speakers they come out of.
But was it inspired? Is it true it was inspired by actual your redundancy? You were made redundant from a job?
Yeah, well, the second verse of the song for sure was inspired by the fact that I was laid off as a business consultant. But the song itself was highly influenced by this CD I was listening to at the time of Chain Gang Workers, whose songs were very folk-driven and very personal and just tales of hard times. So I eventually came up with I Need a Dollar as my own Chain Gang song.
And that's why it's connected with people so much, I think, hasn't it? Because of the
I think depression. So. Regardless, whether you are highly affected by the financial crisis or you know, minimally affected, at some point money becomes important. And we all have our experience with needing a dollar. If you ran out of cash and you need to get on a public transportation, you need a dollar. You know, you don't have any money in your pocket, you need to get some food, or in my case, you get laid off from your job.
Have you found that you no longer need a dollar after the success of this song?
Well, I mean, you know, directly in my day-to-day, I don't need the dollar, but I kind of look at my life as one of giving, and I hope that I can continue to make dollars so that I can do some really good things with the money that I make.
Can you do one last thing and introduce the song for us, and we will play it now, Aloe? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is Aloe Black, and the next song you're going to hear is my hit single, I Need a Dollar.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. In Demand, in Cannes, with Empire Magazine.
Hi, this is Chris Hewitt from Empire, the world's biggest movie magazine, reporting to you from the world's biggest film festival. And it's the most glamorous, too. This week it's been living up to its reputation, with a whole host of A-list stars parading their wares on the Croisette, from Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie to Leonardo DiCaprio, Mel Gibson, Antonio Banderas, Jodie Foster, Johnny Depp, Salma Hayek, and our very own Cheryl Cole. And if that weren't enough to get your inner paparazzi all fired up, Kanye West showed up on Saturday night for a concert on the beach. Of course, Jamie Foxx popped up for a duet, but you can't have everything. Oh, there have been some movies here as well, and this year has seen some pretty top-notch fare, from stark drama We Need to Talk About Kevin to Terrence Malick's long-awaited The Tree of Life, and my personal favourite, the stunning silent black-and-white movie The Artist, all given the jury, led this year by Robert De Niro and featuring Jude Law and Uma Thurman, something to chew on. With more to come as the festival starts winding down, this could be the best Cannes for years. I'm Chris Hewitt from Empire, the world's biggest movie magazine.
In Demand, in Cannes, with Empire Magazine. You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, The Feeling are back.
Hello.
Now, Lucy's met you before, but I've never met you before, so hi.
Hello. Good to meet you.
Thanks for coming back into our world.
That's all right.
It's been a long time. You haven't been here for a good couple of years.
Yeah, we're a bit out of practice, actually.
What's it like being thrown back into the world of interviews and sort of acoustic sessions, that kind of thing?
It's taken a couple of days to get used to it, but I think we're back in the swing already. Yeah.
Learning to speak again, that's the hardest part.
You've just been mute for the last couple of years.
Yeah,
not said a word.
Pretty much.
So I think actually the last time the general in-demand community probably saw you was when you were in the dashboard of the car.
Yes.
On the advert.
Oh my goodness, that was a long time ago. Oh,
you were in the glove. Yeah. Were you in the glove compartment?
We were. Yeah,
we were in the
shrinkers.
Glove compartment.
We went to Charlie, you know, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, and they shrunk us down to little people, and they put us inside a car. It was amazing.
It was exhausting, though.
Yeah, it took a while to get big again. It took 2 years, which is where we've been. Yeah,
that's why it takes so long to get back from that advert.
That's why it takes so long. You're like, was it Mike TV that they shrunk in Willy?
Exactly,
Willy Wonka.
Mike TV.
What's been the process with the album? Have you changed the formula much, or are we sticking to the rule book?
Well, there was never really any rule book with us. You know, we produce the records ourselves and we engineer them ourselves and we pretty much do everything ourselves. But we did want to stretch ourselves a little bit with this record and go to new places sonically. We always had tried to do that, but when you produce a record yourselves, you can get a bit stuck. But we met up with the guys from Freemasons and they were just wonderful and they helped us out with a lot of the stuff that we couldn't do. You know, we know that we know how to record a band as a band and we know how to do, you know, we can produce records, but we can't do the dancey stuff and we can't do a lot of that really cool low end stuff with the synths that just really, really, you know, hits home when you want it to. We weren't really able to do that. So they've really helped us out with a few of the tracks.
So we're going to see some disco anthems?
There's a bit more dance.
You remember
stuff
when Queen went disco?
Yeah,
it's like that moment.
Amazing.
That's sort of what we're hoping it's like anyway.
Yeah, except for most of their fans were like really shocked. I don't think our fans are going to be that shocked about it. We'll see, won't we?
Well, the new single's lovely. It's got that really nice sort of summery feel to it. It's been described as sunshine-seeking tropicalia.
Tropicalia.
Tropicalia, is
that
a word?
I think you need to describe it in a way that doesn't sound like a juice.
I agree.
Can you introduce the single for us and we will play it now?
Yeah.
This is called Set My World on Fire.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The Feeling's still with us tonight.
Now, we've heard that you recorded most of the album in your home studio.
Well, it's in a pub, actually.
Is it a working pub?
No, it was.
Oh, I was going to say, because if it's a studio and you've converted it, you should just keep the bar.
Well, we do have the bar.
Oh,
we have a section of the bar still existing, but we needed space for the rest of the equipment and stuff. So it's actually in the main pub floor that we have all of our guitars and our mixing desk and a drum room and everything. It's all set out. It's all soundproofed. And it's great because it's very light. Lots of sun comes in. It's a Victorian pub with really high ceilings and it's a wonderful building.
And you sort of like do a bit of rehearsing and go off to pour yourself a pint, go back to
it's never
it.
Really been a problem for us.
No.
Finding an excuse for a pint of Guinness.
Is there going to be a kind of drunken sound for the rest of the album?
That's the thing. There's a bit of that.
There's a bit of that
on writing, all our albums. Yeah, part of the writing process is us getting absolutely leathered. And then
that's how Rosé was written.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, from cheap rosé wine.
And also, when you do have a few drinks, you do sort of open up a bit more, don't you? And
you do.
Sometimes say the most ridiculously stupid things and go, oh, God, why don't I do that? But other times, it does make you more creative.
It does bring an honesty out of people as well, which is quite good because it's sort of, when we're playing and jamming, if we have a few drinks, sort of lets it all flow.
Well, you loosen up, don't you, and you sort of come out with stuff.
Do you end up fighting at that point? Arguing with each other?
No, we're lovers with drink. You can lovers or fighters, we're definitely go for the love.
You all sort of hug each other when you have a few. I love you, man.
Musically.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a musical hug.
Hold on. The feeling. A musical hug.
A musical hug. That's the most awful thing I've ever seen. Really creepy.
That'd be our anthology, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's normally there has normally to be joy. Amusing. That's how you get joy onto a record. Because I think that there's something about recording. If you're pretending to be joyful or pretending to be in love or pretending to be hurt or whatever it is on the record, it doesn't work. For some reason... it comes down the microphone and down the cable and onto the tape or onto the hard drive of the computer and it suddenly seems fake when it's fake.
It's a bit like Britney when she shaved her head.
Yeah.
She had that moment. The album was great, but there was something lacking.
Yeah, there was something lacking. But then she all of a sudden was rather interesting, I thought, when that happened.
That was the most interesting thing she's ever done.
Yeah, I was like, well, come on.
It made it interesting.
That's right. You know, it kind of was like Whitney, okay, interesting. But then, wow, now she's interesting.
Yeah.
So people kind of, it's quite tragic, though, that something like that makes quite, someone interested, isn't
quite
it?
Like, we quite like kind of our divas to be a bit crazy, don't we? I
mean, yeah,
that's
they
part
should be.
Of it. You know, yeah. You kind of want them to be a bit nuts. And I know it's a bit of a selfish thing because their lives are kind of ruined.
So, what are we going to do with you, Dan?
Well,
we need a diva. We need
let's
a diva
see.
In yeah. the band.
You're going to have to diva
up. Things now, but I can't
those
say
socks
them.
You've got on are quite diva-ish, I thought, Dan. Actually, I had a look at
anything yet. Well, it was underpants.
What's under the socks?
I read that you've been learning how to pilot a helicopter. Is all that rubbish?
No, I have. Yeah.
That's diva.
That's quite diva, isn't it?
Now you need your own pad, landing pad.
It's a really, really small helicopter, though.
Well, this is all very diva-ish.
Airplanes are far more. They're cheaper than helicopters.
That's true. They are cheaper than helicopters.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Helicopters are the most expensive hobby ever, is to try and learn how to fly helicopters. Oh. I've basically rinsed all my money now on a stupid hobby.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank
pleasure.
You.
You're going to perform live for us as well tonight.
Yeah.
Look forward to that. Thank you very much, Stefina.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight for the very first time we've got the girls from Sound Girl.
Yay! Hello!
Hi!
Oh, embarrassing, they didn't clap.
I know, all you're right. supposed to clap with girls, yay! Woo! Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going to let you take over pretty much for the next 30 minutes, is that cool?
Yeah.
Excellent, let's do it.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and I want to get the names right for the first time. So Izzy B, Olivia and Lil Nicky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sound Girl, hello.
Hey.
So you got the clapping in this time.
There we go. They know what they're doing now. It's fine.
Okay, so we need to get to know you better. So let's start at the left. Introduce yourself. Give us a fact about yourself that you might not have told anybody else yet in an interview.
I'm Lil Nicky, and I have a horse.
There you go.
What's your horse called?
Lulu.
Oh, nice.
Oh, a bit like you.
That's what we call
I'm
Lucy.
I'm not a horse, though. No. But no, that's my nickname.
You call her Lola, though.
Yeah.
Lola, Lulu.
I'm Izzy B, I'm 17, and I like Nando's.
Standard.
Don't we all?
That's not a secret. Everyone knows that. I haven't said it in an interview yet.
Everyone
no, she's saying
Nando's.
Now, we know why you're doing this, trying to get the card so you have to pay for it, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Nando's card.
You need the Nando's card
about
in your life.
That, didn't
oh, yeah.
We?
Yeah.
I'm Olivia, and I used to play football for QPR.
Nice.
No way. Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
doing
amazing.
It for the girls. So let's talk about the music and the
yes.
song and where you girls have come from. So how did you get in the music biz in the first place? Because you're not very old.
No.
So is this a dream come true? It must be a dream come true.
Oh,
it is.
Of course.
Totally.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, we met, like...
Nicole, do you want
to? Yeah, because me and Izzy was at the same high school and we were, like, singing in the band there together. And then we looked for a third member, like, and Olivia went to my older sister's school, so we all came together and made Sound Girl.
What's the best thing you've done so far since forming the band? Most exciting
touring,
thing?
I think, yeah. Tour. But then I really enjoy Barbados.
We've got, oh, yeah, sure. we were shot.
You can't go wrong with that.
So much fun. Don't know why.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
That was... It was beautiful.
Now, we played the first single, I'm the Fool, quite a bit, didn't we? It was
yeah, we
the
loved
week.
The first single. It's brilliant. Yeah,
and then we played it for a couple. Now we've swapped it, obviously, for the brand new one, Don't Know Why, which has got this Carly Simon sample in it, which everyone is loving. And it's got a proper summer feel to it. The video is not only summery, the song itself is just really summery.
Yeah.
Let's play it. Can you introduce it for us now? And we'll get it on the show.
This is Sound Girl, and you're listening to Don't Know Why.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the girls from Sound Girl, still with us on the show, having a bit of an argument. I think this might... We're not going to split you up, are we, through this?
No, it's banter. It's not an argument, it's banter.
The first time we played I'm the Fool on the show, there was a lot of Bieber fans who got in touch, didn't they?
Yeah, they obviously... Because you've toured with him and Pixie a lot, right?
Yeah, we have.
Did you get to hang out with Bieber at all or meet him? Or is he quite a closed book like that?
Yeah, we hung out with him loads. Like, we ate with him and we hung out backstage with...
He pulled pranks on us.
We met Will Smith, which was amazing. Starstruck.
Oh, like he was standing there and we were like...
I know, who was it? It was him. We were on our sound check. And then I looked to the side and I was like, oh my God.
And she was like,
Will
Nicole.
Smith is actually there. And I said, Nicole. I was like, Nicole, look over there. Look over there.
And we were literally
Izzy
singing.
Didn't even realise. And I was like, Izzy... She was like, he was
God. Watching us. I was like, no
and
way.
Then he was like, oh, girls, that sounded great. And I was like, oh God. Is this Will Smith? And he said, we sounded
we
great.
Barely sing, like.
Yeah.
We've never met Bieber, have we?
No, and yet. You hear so many conflicting reports. One minute he's this lovely, charming guy. The next minute he's a super brat. But you look at his age, he's not going to be an adult yet, really, is he?
No,
he's not going to
exactly.
behave like an adult.
He's like 17, so he's going to do things that get on adults' nerves just like we do.
Yeah.
Like, if we throw something, we're going to think it's funny. Whoever it hits doesn't think it's funny.
Not so much.
Did he play pranks on you?
Things. Yeah, he did. He had like one of those pulley things. Like, it's a
air
big like,
blower, like
air tunnel. And you ping it and it pings air. And then, like, we turn around and be like, where did that come from? You just hear him like,
Like, massive machine.
Blue thing. Like,
it's like, it's not me, even though I'm holding this massive air machine.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
But no, he was totally cool.
Girls, thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thanks for having us.
We need you to choose a song from the charts right now that you're absolutely in love with for us to play on In Demand.
Party Rock Anthem.
No. J-Lo's new one.
On the floor, or I'm into you.
I'm into you. That song is wicked.
Should we do a double whammy? Should we do J-Lo, then LMFAO?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I feel this.
Okay, wicked. Sound girl, thank you very much.
The podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.